All right, hello, Saints. So today I'll bring a study called Submission Brings Peace. And I'll start in Proverbs 19, verse 3. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. God is a God of order and of peace, and throughout the scriptures we're taught to submit ourselves to a variety of different things. Wives are told to submit to their husbands twice in two separate letters. And this echoes the pre-Torah ordinance of God that husbands will rule over their wife, Genesis 3:16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Ephesians 5:21-22. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Colossians 3:18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. We're supposed to submit ourselves to elders and those that watch over the flock. Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. We're supposed to submit ourselves to governmental authorities, if they don't contradict the scripture, as they're all established by the Lord. 1 Peter 2:13-14. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. And above all, we're supposed to submit to God, his righteousness, his laws, and his ways as supreme. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The definition of submitting oneself in the Greek means upotasso, and that means to obey, to be under obedience, to put under, subdue, to be subject to. And we see in society a general disregard to do that for authority, for husbands, toward parents, toward elders, and the like, as we approach the end of days. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. But why does submission matter, and why is it so important? The heart of man is deceitful, oftentimes making decisions that are contrary to truth, life, and the well-being of those around him. When a man is led by his own heart, his own counsel, his own understanding, destruction is at the door. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God has set up an order of things for the good of man, whether it be a family structure, governmental structures, or his own body's structure. When a man kicks against these pricks, which God has established, he finds it only causes confusion and death, being outside of God's truth. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Acts 9:5. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Romans 8:5-8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Yet, if a man humbles himself under God, is obedient to his word, consequently humbling himself to his brothers and sisters, elders and leaders, governments and kings, he'll find a peace and a security which pride and haughtiness will never bring. Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. 1 Peter 5:5-7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. And this is, I read this before. But I'll continue with verse 6 and 7. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Isaiah 48:22. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. So while the wicked contend with the structures, the institutions, and the order that God has constructed, taking pleasure in unrighteousness, let us submit ourselves to all authority and humbly serve the Lord in whatever place he has us be, as Christ did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister. Jude 1:7-10. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth at an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. 1 Corinthians 7:20-23. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price, be not ye the servants of men. And finally, Matthew 20:25-28. But Jesus called them unto him and said, You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And that was my study on Submission Brings Peace.